From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange and the Chicago Board of Trade have been competitors for more than a century. At first, in the trading of basic agricultural products, and as time went by, in the increasingly esoteric world of trading financial options and futures contracts. Today, the two organizations announced they are merging. Chicago's Merc will acquire the Board of Trade in a stock swap valued at about $8 billion. The deal creates the world's largest futures exchange at a time when this type of trading is on the increase. From Chicago, NPR's David Shaper reports.
It had to be something big to get people on the floors of Chicago's exchanges to talk about something other than the Chicago Bears' incredible come-from-behind victory on Monday Night Football last night. How about $8 billion big? And a marriage of the two huge crosstown rivals. At a news conference to announce the deal, Chicago Mercantile Exchange Chairman Terry Duffy noted that for more than a century, the Merc and the Board of Trade have shared a history, both growing exponentially, but as competitors.
We view the merger we are announcing today as a logical next step in the ongoing evolution of our respective high-growth businesses.
Duffy and other Merck and Board of Trade officials say other financial markets are consolidating and merging at a rapid pace around the world, and the Chicago exchanges need to keep pace. Bernie Dunn is chief executive officer of the Chicago Board of Trade.
As consolidation and competition in our industry intensifies, we believe that this merger is the right thing for our shareholders, our members, and our customers. Together, we will be even better positioned to compete globally.
Better positioned because it will be a behemoth of an exchange. Already, the two were the largest futures exchanges in the U.S. Now, the new CME Group, as it will be called, will be big enough to compete with the powerful Eurex Exchange in Frankfurt, Germany. One analyst says the new CME will be the Microsoft of futures exchanges. Retired Merck chairman Jack Sandner says the change was a long time in coming, but will ensure that Chicago remains a leader in global markets.
What they used to call Chicago, the hog butcher of the world, we are now the risk managers for the world here in Chicago.
Companies from all over the world use the futures markets in Chicago to hedge risk and protect themselves from adverse developments, whether that's a decline in a foreign currency or a drought that wipes out a crop in South America. Altogether, Chicago's exchanges and the many companies that work with them employ an estimated 100,000 people in the city. And though officials for both exchanges say it's premature to talk about layoffs, when the deal is finalized sometime next year, the two exchanges will combine into a single trading location. Outside of the Mercantile Exchange today, some of the traders were excited about the merger, like Jonathan Markowitz of suburban Evanston.
Everyone's very surprised. I didn't think that in my generation, the board and the Merc would ever get together. This shows great insight and great synergy. It's a great thing to happen.
But others, like clerk John Freeland, wonder if the merger will cost jobs.
Everybody's a little apprehensive about what exactly it will mean. The trading floor, you know, a lot of the traders are curious. Will the trading pits remain?
Wall Street is embracing the deal, though, as shares of the two publicly traded exchanges soared on the news. The deal still must be approved by the shareholders of both companies and by federal regulators. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.